Hello, ask Mr. Biggs.
How's it going?
Well, not too bad. Unfortunately, you've called us just a few minutes late. Yeah, we just ended.
Yes, except I got excited when you was mentioning cattle mutilations. I got some information.
I don't think that came up today.
Let me explain.
Okay, but the show is over, so you're going to have...
There's always been an intelligence war of doubles through the centuries.
Okay.
Before they got the artificial life technology, they had to use human doubles to replace the leaders being replaced.
I see.
And Jimmy Carter was the first leader replaced with an artificial life form.
Hold on, sir.
Listen. Have you seen my jacket? I could have sworn I left it.
Did you, leave it in the break room? I know a lot of times you hang it on the chair there.
No, I haven't looked there, but I thought maybe you would know where it was. I don't want to go all the way over to the break room.
Well, no, I think a lot of times when we get coffee before the show, you hang it on one of those chairs. I would check there.
Did you put it in the break room?
I didn't, but a lot of times you do.
Who are you talking to? What is this all about?
This is a gentleman who called in a little bit too late, and I'm just finding out what he wanted to talk about. And
too late for what? I don't understand.
Too late for the show. He's called. He didn't get his.
You're talking to a listener on the phone.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good idea to just let
Roger, him. The show is over. Why are you bothering with that?
Well, you know, I just thought.
Tell him to call back next week.
Well, I'm going to do that, but I'm just going to find out what he wanted to talk about, and then I'll.
All right. If my jacket is not in the break room, there's going to be hell to pay. Okay. I'm telling you right now, Rob.
So, you were talking about President Carter.
Yes, Carter.
Okay.
He had terminal brain cancer from a radioactive leak accident when he was in the Navy when he was young.
Wow.
And he did not die of that in office. They assassinated him by bullet.
Right.
And the Russians replaced him with an organic robotoid, the best karaoke singer in the universe.
The best karaoke singer in the universe.
Yes.
Wow, that seems kind of hard to imagine.
I've been in contact with some extraterrestrials off and on since 1992.
Sure.
And in 2001, I was actually touched by an alien, and my body has been changing ever since. I don't know what that means. Maybe they're planning on taking me with them pretty soon, which I wouldn't. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
It's not there, Roger. It's not there.
Hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. Let me just talk to Mr. Biggs.
I'm not in the mood for a wild goose chase. Just tell me where you put the jacket.
I didn't do anything with the jacket. I'm just
I went all the way over to the break room and it wasn't even there.
You know how a lot of times you'll leave it on the chair there.
Yeah.
There.
But it's not there though. That's the thing.
Right. Okay.
Listen, do me a favor. Write down a note for that maintenance guy. What's his name? You know the guy who does the maintenance around the building?
Frank?
Is that his name?
I think his name is Frank.
Oh, jeez. I've not been calling him Frank at all. What? I've been calling him something different.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Write him a note and let him know that the third from the left ballast in the break room is starting to buzz. I think there might be some inadequate grounding.
Is he going to know what I'm talking about if I put that in the note of ballast?
What am I? Well, yeah. I mean,
because I don't know what that is.
I don't know how to make it any clearer. I mean, I don't know. It's a ballast.
Oh, I'm just saying that because I don't know what a ballast is. That
the ballast in the light, the fluorescent lighting, the one, you know, on the ceiling. You know, Roger. You know when you walk into a room and it's dark and you turn on the light, the thing that
the
makes light that lights up the room so you can see it, you know, the lights.
Right, I know what lights are, and I know that there are
And tell him don't change the fluorescent tubes, because the tubes are fine and there is no sense in wasting perfectly good fluorescent tubes. It's the ballast. It is not the fluorescent tube. Don't just change that and go the lazy man's way. Open it up. Replace the ballast like a man. Tell him that. Write that down.
I don't have to
put it. Are you sure my jacket's not in here? I could have sworn I left it here.
Well, did you even bring it? Did you wear it in? Maybe it's still in the Miata.
Roger, why would I wear? Why would I wear these pants without the jacket? That would look ridiculous.
You've got a shirt on. I mean, it's just your.
Well, yeah, but it's an ensemble. I wouldn't wear a jacket. Come on.
Well, sometimes you know you.
You're not thinking though.
Sometimes you it won't hurt. Go check the. Maybe you never even brought it into the station. It's just in the Miata. Maybe you left it in there. That would be my suggestion.
So now you're saying I should go all the way out to the parking lot just to find my jacket? Really, Roger? Is that what you're suggesting?
That would if I were in your position, that's what I would do.
All right, fine. I'll do it.
Anyway, the CIA found out about the Robotoid replacement for Carter. They replaced him with a synthetic automaton, which is inferior to a Robotoid.
Sure.
That's why all the cattle mutilations were going on in the country during the Carter presidency. I don't know about nowadays. And there you have it.
Okay, super. Well, thanks for the info. Why don't you give us a call next week, and I'll have Mondo put you right through. And hang on again.
Oh.
Hold on tight, sir. Hang on. So was it in the Miata, your jacket?
No. I was wondering if maybe you could go out there and check for me.
So you didn't go look? I mean,
no, it's cold outside. I don't have I think I left my jacket in the Miata. Could you go out there and check for me? Do me a solid, Roger.
Well, why don't you want to just wear my jacket and go out and check and see if your jacket's in the Miata, and then
not my jacket. My jacket is out in the Miata. I'm asking, geez. Have I never done anything for you, Roger? I'm asking you to go out to the Miata and see if it's there, and if it is, bring it back in so that I can go out and check.
I'm just saying, I'm talking to the caller on the phone, and if you want to just borrow my jacket and go, you could just put it on and go run outside and see if your jacket's in the Miata, you can get it out of the Miata, come back inside, and then you can give me my jacket back. And then put your jacket on, and then you'll know where your jacket is, and then you won't get cold looking.
That is the single most stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life, Roger. Listen to yourself.
Okay, sir, let me, I'm going to have to go, sir.
Who are you talking to?
This is the caller.
How's it going?
You're still talking to him?
I'm talking to the caller.
Jeez, send him the voicemail or something, Roger.
Okay, sir, listen, go ahead and call. Next week.
Come on, but Roger, hurry up.
Go ahead and call next week, and we'll have Mondo put you right through. All right, sounds good.
Check behind the back seat, will you? I'm pretty sure I wadded it up and threw it back.
Because you got the mustard pants? Did you wear the mustard top?
No, actually, I mixed and matched this time. It's the maroon top with the mustard pants. I'm mixing it up a little bit. I'm going counterintuitive. I'm going with a maroon with the blue piping on top,
right,
and the gold with the silver piping on the bottom.
Well, now your mustard track pants are a velour, isn't your maroon?
It's a terry cloth, yeah.
So you're mixing textures too.
It's contrasting textures. It's contrast. Just go look in the Miata for me, okay? Please.